Good morning. Our day builds to 12:20 and the pool in Tokyo when Australia's Ariane Titmus takes her shot at the greatest female distance swimmer of all time, Katie Ledecky. It is one of the head-to-head showdowns of these Olympics across any sport. The Australian is favoured to win the 200 metres freestyle, the American to win a third straight 800 metres gold. So the balance of power and supremacy resides in the 400. Ledecky is the fastest qualifier, the world record holder and the defending champion. Titmus is the world champion and appears to be favourites, but these things are not easily done. To beat a legend, well, that takes courage as well as class. That's 12:20. Full coverage right here on SEN, including Rob Woodhouse poolside at the Tokyo Aquatics Centre. We'll turn our full attention to Tokyo 2020, the coverage at 10 o'clock. Everything from the drones at the opening ceremony to the relay gold yesterday and the bizarre false start at the triathlon, where we'll keep tabs over the next 20 minutes or so. And unfortunately, it appears Steph Gilmore has been knocked out of the surfing in the third round. So that transpires this morning as well. We start Mondays trying to make sense of the events of the previous AFL round. So round 19 is up for debate on the Monday means test. A change at the top as the Bulldogs supplanted Melbourne. The next demonstration of Geelong's systematic power. The Swans continue to garner admirers. Who is going to steel themselves and finish eighth? For the plaudits that the Bombers have earned, quite rightly, they blew an opportunity big time last night. And how do you figure out the Giants? Richmond lost the return fixture, so one of the markers of their reign, another one of the markers, has been scrubbed from the record as they lose the return fixture for the first time in this reign. And Carlton? Well, Carlton. They threw in perhaps their worst performance under David Teague at precisely the wrong moments. If the Blues are searching for a reason to change, the third quarter might weigh very heavily indeed.
We've been quite good in that area in the last year. You're right, at the start of the year was a pattern of behaviour, and we've been able to limit that damage, and that's what's probably allowed us to be in more games, is when teams have had a run on, we haven't allowed them to score as many. This one was a hard one because we're getting our looks. At one stage, I think we'd had more scoring shots. Maybe we'd even had more inside 50s. I could be wrong there, but we just weren't finishing our plays. Just when they got through us, they were able to finish their plays. And I think at one stage, I might have had 9 inside 50s for 7 shots or 7 or 8 shots. So it wasn't that we weren't getting it in our half. It was more the way we're using it and defensively. So, yeah, you do. You look for your whole team, but your leaders particularly are the ones, your experienced players. You want them to step up. I have absolute belief in this group. I think there's a lot more. I think we've seen some growth over the last period, and today was really disappointing because it didn't follow that trend. So that hurts. That hurts the playing group, the coaching staff, our fans, that we didn't continue. But over the longer journey and where we're going, I have absolute belief in the group. I have belief in the people we have at our footy club that will take us forward. So if the question is, do I have belief? Absolutely. And I'll keep saying it. We've got some work to do. We're not good enough yet, clearly, and that's why we're not playing finals. But going forward, this group will play finals. I'm very confident of that.
He believes in Carlton, but does Carlton still believe in David Teague? We will find out, I suspect, soon enough.